Blog Talk Radio.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Could y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, it's low, man. For some reason, it's low.
Yeah, I hear you, Eddie.
Just getting better. Now, I heard whoever that was, then I hear you.
No. Wow.
Nah, it's up now. I can hear you good now.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, you good now.
All right. All right, cool. Yeah, man. I guess it was two shows going on at one. I thought the other one would end automatic, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot even though, but the board and everything was going to shut down. I didn't set the right mm-hmm. time, so they did a countdown on me, so I went and set up another show real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the other one is still hanging on. Maybe it let go, the reason it picked back up. Yeah, man. So everybody feeling
yeah,
nice?
Pretty good, man, pretty good.
Yeah, as I was saying, though, we lost a good brother, Big Danny, and I want everybody to keep him and his family in their prayers. And anybody want to come on and talk about him or say anything about him, they can do so at any time. Oh, Big Danny was a pretty good guy, a lot of fun.
Well, I only saw that dude one time down here and had a bird and had a couple words with him, you know, just talking. We didn't really even introduce ourselves, you know. But, man,
yeah,
me, dude, just a gentle giant, man. That's all it was. You love to have fun. You're
yeah.
just a gentle giant, man. Good-hearted person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where I would see him on videos and different stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he won't go out there, he's going to be them brothers. He's going to talk that noise and he's going to bet his money.
That's right.
That was it. Now, I guess he was trying to be what his name, what he said, too. He's going to be that gazillionaire. You let him make it. If you let him make it off you, he'll sure do it. He sure like the, he like that racer. Now, I got to give him that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, old Shorty and that guy was real tight. He's crazy about Shorty.
Man, who ain't crazy about little Kirk Franklin, little what's his name? The glove played for the Seattle Supersonics. That's who Shorty looked like Kirk Franklin and Gary Payton.
Gary Payton.
Who ain't crazy about that little crazy joker? That's my boy now. That's my boy. But, you know, good people.
Yeah,
man. I just see it that way.
Yeah, well, we got word that 41 will be open, I believe, Saturday. Be the first day the track open. They said they had to do a hard cleanup after the rain and the wind and can on, I guess, so they say things should be able to kick off Saturday. I'll try to go find the letter they sent out, but I guess some people will be getting up out there Saturday. I might ride out myself.
Specify your Saturday. This Saturday, tomorrow, or next Saturday? Because, you know, this weekend is Easter. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, tomorrow. Easter, they won't be open.
Yeah.
But the way they talking, they, you know, they said they had to clean up real fast and say they'd be open. I'm gonna see if I can find them.
They don't down there.
Let me go on for a minute. I got to talk to them all later right quick. I'll be back in a minute, Eddie.
All right, Lato. You got somebody here with their hands up. 773-2837.
Who's Eddie, this snow, man. They posted on Facebook they're not going to be open this week. They're going to open up next weekend.
Okay,
I just got through. Yeah, I just got through reading it up on Facebook. They said due to the weather, this weekend, rain, they're not going to open. They're going to open next weekend.
Okay. That's why I'm trying to find a letter to make sure.
Yeah, I just seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, I see it now. They must have reposted it because I see it now.
Yeah.
It says we will close Saturday and Sunday. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. All right, bro.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, they reposted it now. Your hands up.
What up?
What's up, preacher boy?
I was gonna bet you some money. Saturday wasn't gonna be their first day opening.
Well, they had posted earlier that they would, but then I guess they seen what the weather's supposed to be, and I see they reposted it now.
Oh, I was finna show a little bit, but they were talking, and I fucking got off the podium.
Thank you to all the racist spectators that came out tonight. Oh, that was tonight they opened. He said, unfortunately, we had to call it as the race.
I was going to try to win that money off of you. I was going to bet. So, did Terry
on them
get on today and talk?
Not yet.
Did Terry on Raylo talk today? Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. I know Terrell called him earlier, and Raylo told him, "Hey man, I'll see you on the 24th, and I'm gone," and hung up.
That was last night. I heard them talking about it last night.
No, I mean this was today. Terrell called him earlier today. But Terrell called him to talk about Zay. He didn't call him to talk about himself. He called him to talk about Zay. And Raylo wasn't hearing it.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't talk about no other motherfucker either.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Well,
there's already enough shit going on.
Well, next weekend is going to be going on for real. The weather don't get the
next
crazy.
Next weekend is supposed to be the funeral day. Next weekend is supposed to be the funeral day.
Yes, sir.
They pissed me off today, man. I had to be at the doctor at 4:30. I went in there and for them to do everything. Them motherfuckers told me my blood pressure up. They wouldn't do it today. I mean, I got to come in Monday.
Wow.
What is y'all talking about? They said my blood pressure too high and they can't bring it down. With what I was doing, I was thinking about this shit all damn day. Thinking about what I got to try to conquer.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shit going on in my head about this shit. It is what it is, like I said.
You better take your medicine
everything
next time
in the world.
You go.
Hey, man, listen, I don't take medicine. My wife said because I was worried about this shit. She keep telling me I'm worried about this shit. I said, man, listen, I'm just thinking about what I got to go through to get through this shit to do what I need to do. I asked the man 100 times, when I leave here, can I walk? He said, that's the only way you're going to leave here. You got to be able to walk up out of here to leave here. So I turned around and told him, if I could walk, I could drive. He said, I don't know. I said, well, what's the difference, walking and driving? I'm sitting on my ass to drive. It's up to you what you do. He said, but when you leave here, you got to
walk. Your blood pressure was that high?
No. I'm talking about after surgery. Yeah, my blood pressure was up there.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you might be still kind of coming down off some of that medicine. That's probably why they don't want you to drive, because that medicine can be a motherfucker, man.
No, no, listen to me, listen to me. The man said, after I have knee surgery, he said to leave the hospital, I have to be able to walk to leave the hospital. So I was asking how long would it take me to walk. He's going to tell me it'll take anywhere from 3 months to 2 months to be able to walk. I said, but you just said I'm going to walk out of here. He said, yeah, that's that day. You got to go to rehab and everything else. I'm like, man,
wow.
Let me explain to you. Rehab is for crackheads. I said, I leave this motherfucker walking. I got to keep on stepping. I got shit to do. He started laughing. Okay. So then they hooked the blood pressure machine up, and, you know, they check my vitals and do everything for me to get ready, you know, to prep me. They supposed to be ready to check me, then prep me. That man said, hey, man, your blood pressure. All
right.
Yeah, man, I ain't got no blood pressure. So then they waited an hour. We've been sitting here since 4:30, man. They waited an hour. Checked again. The motherfucker even higher. He said, what's going on? I said, man, I'm thinking about these things you're talking about. So then my wife's going to tell me to calm down. Yeah, that's me. My wife told me to calm down. He's talking about we can't have surgery with your blood pressure up.
Preacher boy, I had 5 knee surgeries. I ain't never walk out the hospital, but they won't let you drive because of the medication. You'll think that you're doing something you're supposed to be doing, and you're doing something dead wrong.
You had a knee replacement?
I had a hip replacement. I walked out of the hospital with that.
Okay, they say I'm going to walk out the hospital with a knee replacement.
Yeah, you will. To be honest with you, bro, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to go to surgery. You're going to get out of surgery. About 2 hours after you
get out
of surgery.
They said it's a one-day procedure. That's what I'm supposed to do today.
But listen to what I'm saying. They're going to have you, about 2 hours after you get out of that bed, they're going to have your ass up and walking down that hallway.
That's what the man said.
And that shit going to hurt, too. You can get ready. It's going to hurt. Well, I had my hip replaced. My left hip been replaced. That shit ain't no
answer
joke,
answer this
bro.
Question. Losing a leg and getting a knee replacement, which one you think hurt worse?
I think, I ain't going to lie to you, preacher boy, but I still got a good leg. I might want to lose that leg. That hip shit hurt, bro. I walked out of the hospital, but I still wasn't able to get up and go nowhere like I wanted to, no further to the bathroom, to the bed. Now, I had to struggle to do that for about 3 weeks. That shit hurts, man, I'm telling you.
Well, I'll find out Monday because they said my blood pressure was up to date. I'm mad the motherfucker about that because we sit there and wasted all my day. Well, I was on the phone earlier, but at 4:30 I had to go in. So they had a lot of procedures before me. So they said the surgery was going to be at 7:30, but I had to wait until they take all my vitals and check me out, blood tests and all the other shit. Now my blood pressure up and it won't go down. I told him, hey, okay, what you want me to do about it?
Well, you know, when they did my hip replacement, preacher boy, they supposed to did it on a Tuesday, one Tuesday. I went in there and my blood sugar was high. My blood sugar was almost 300. They told me, take your ass home and get that blood sugar down, then you come back. 1 week.
Right,
back,
he told me
down.
When my blood pressure go down, the man said when my blood pressure go down, I can come back, but he said it should be down by Monday. He asked my wife, am I stressing over anything? I said, no. I said, listen, the only thing I've been thinking about is having this surgery and what it's going to cost me to do to move around because I've been hearing all these different bullshit-ass stories, but I know my mama had it. But she whined about every motherfucking thing, so she don't count. You know, my mama can hurt her big toe, and it'll hurt for 2 years.
Mm.
But then money sent me these pictures. I've been staring at these pictures of a motherfucking whale leg. I'm like, man, listen, man, I got shit to do.
So you call it money, a big money, a whale, huh? Oh, that's some shit.
You ain't seen the picture that man sent me.
Bro, I know how them knees swell up. When I had my knee surgery, When I had my knee surgery, my knee swelled up so big it wasn't even funny. And look, guess what they did to me? They had me stuck in one of them big white plaster casts on that knee surgery. That I couldn't. It wasn't a knee replacement. It was just a knee surgery. I wore that cast for 2 months.
Listen to me, man. I went to my daddy's house last night, and the machine my mama used, they put your leg in. It's a thing that pumps your leg up and down itself.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker, you ain't got to move your leg. It's going to move it for you.
Right.
Man, listen, I put my leg in it last night to check it out. That bitch hit my leg popping like a hot cake. It hurt it then, and I ain't heard the surgery yet. Yeah, I had a lot of different thoughts going through my motherfucking head last night. Fuck is you talking about? And this morning, I caught myself being brave, trying to do keep it on my mind and do everything it is, talk shit to people today. Man, I've been on the phone. Me and Bud went at it back and forth. Anything to get the shit off my mind. Hey, boy, me and my old lady, we went to the doctor at 4 o'clock. Well, we got there at 3:40. Hey, boy, when I got in the hospital, I thought I was in electric chair. Yeah, my blood pressure probably went up. the lady gonna tell me, she just saw my blood, right? The lady said, damn, you got some good veins. The blood came right on out. I'm saying to myself, bitch, I'm shaking like Woody on Toy Story right now. Shit. Yeah, help us to pump out.
You anticipating. That's what it is. So you anticipating because of things that people told you. You anticipating and it's basically a psychological thing, preacher boy. You got to put it out your mind.
Yeah, it is, but you got to, I can't put it out my mind because I got two different things. I got money tied up, and I got my health tied up.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm
that's
getting
true.
At now?
That's true. You can replace your money, but you can't replace your health. So, what? You know, I'm just saying, this is me speaking to you. And, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do nothing. I'm telling you or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, you know, try to get your mind in a place, man, where you know what I'm saying, everything is positive when you get ready to go down there. Don't worry about no money or nothing else. Just be positive about that. I'm finna do this no more. Just gonna,
hey,
I'm finna be better. That's it.
Hey, listen to me, baby boy. I tell motherfucker that dope. I don't worry about shit. I done been through hell and back. I ain't scared of shit, but this shit bothered me today for some fucked up reason.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm listening. Let me tell you what I think it is. Like I told my wife, she asked me, what is your problem? I said, baby, listen. The man told me while we were sitting there, he said, oh, this is a simple procedure. I said, them was the words that really fucked me up. They said, that's the same thing they told my son when they did his tonsil. It was a simple procedure, and he wound up dead. So that's what I keep telling her. That ran through my head. Okay, great. The man told him it was a simple procedure to take his tonsils out, and he wound up dead, nicking the artery, bleeding to death. And here you go from cutting my knee up, and the man told him, I said, oh, it's a simple procedure. I do a bunch of them. He said, I did four before you got here. Hey, man, you might be tired. I ain't never had a surgery at 7. Listen, man, you laughing. I never had a surgery at 7:30 to remember. You understand? That means he done worked all day like he told me. I'm the last one, and you might be tired. You might fuck up. Now, when I got my leg cut off and other shit and they were doing shit to me, I can't tell you what time it was because they had me doped up every day. Shit, anybody could have came in and practiced on my black ass.
I've ever seen in my life. I'm lucky to call
all the surgeons I had to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning and at 7 and 8 o'clock, they was cutting my ass up. Here go a motherfucker tell me I got to be there at 4:30 prep and be ready for surgery at 7:30. Hey, man, hold this shit ain't, you know, not kicking in right now.
Yeah, so preacher boy, did anybody else lock in for the 24th besides you and the guys that's already locked in?
That's all I know of right now, man. I ain't concerned about nobody else. I'm trying to figure out what we got to do. But like I said, they didn't say I had to drive my car. I got other people out just might let do what they need to do in it. So worst come to worst.
Okay.
One thing about me, I'm a gambler. I'm a gambler. I know what to do and what not to do.
Yes, sir. So, where Ontario at?
My buddy can't be too far away.
Yes, sir. Next weekend, it's going to be a thing.
Rumble in the Jungle. Dolomite, what Dolomite say? The signifying monkey. Talk about how that elephant whooped that motherfucking lion's ass.
Everybody at the
no.
They better get on in
hey,
here,
hey,
man.
Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
Yeah, preacher boy talking about Dolomite way down in the jungle deep. Preacher boy talking shit at 41, he will be getting his ass beat.
Oh, shit.
Everybody coming out to play. Guess what, y'all? It's opening day.
He's touring now. You was on the road now.
22. Your mic is open.
They didn't answer. Hello?
773-22-22. Your mic is open. What we got? Yeah, because they didn't really mean to hit the one button.
They were just playing with you, man. They teasing you.
All right, I'm going to put it back on mute. Y'all ready to talk? Yeah, hit the one button again. Take it down and hit the one button again and bring it back up. Yes, sir. Where y'all at out there? Come on in here. Damn, preacher boy, look like we're going to have a short show tonight.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I just knew they were going to come on and kick
mad.
In. I was looking for them. I was looking
for
Terrio and Reno and Three Lug and Raylo and all them talking shit today. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I guess the rain kind of dampened their spirits. I think thoughts of people also would come in and talk about Big Nanny if they wanted to.
Yeah. We kind of fucked up about Danny because he was on the phone with us yesterday. And then when he hung up, goddammit, last we heard of him, man. Danny, he was a good dude, man. He was a real funny dude, too, man. He cracked a lot of jokes. But like
all
I said to everybody, the next few minutes, I promise to none of us, man. We got to record it, man. Be happy and be blessed. Take one day at a time, but enjoy that day like it's your last, because you don't know when your last coming.
Yes, sir. That's strictly on the reel right there.
Yeah, can't get no better than that. That's all I can tell you, bro. Cannot tell you nothing better than that.
A lot of guys might be still on the morning show, man. I'm going to try to get a few more minutes, man, then I'm going to... But it usually start off slow, but this is slow. And none of my regular guys will usually be up, be on here.
Hey, man, let me tell you something about these phones, man. When you call into the show, automatically sometimes they just say you're now in the host queue. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
I'll be like, goddamn, man, you press the button, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. What's been going on, little fella?
Oh, he done
too
much.
Shit, different day.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay. Yes, sir. I hear Preacher Boy got a little action in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, Preacher Boy, Ray Lowe.
Almost.
Terry O. Who else?
Mm-hmm.
Single. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Preacher Boy.
Yes, sir.
Who is this dude
that's
supposed to be running? He part of Three Love Crew out here or something?
I'm running Three Love.
Oh, here we go.
Which kind of Three Love?
Huh?
I said, which kind of Three Love? Which kind?
All I can tell you is the one they show up with. Is that a better way to put it?
No, because they just throw up with some shit that they're fucking clean up.
Whatever it is, listen to me. Listen, whatever it is, I ain't worried about it.
Mm. Okay.
They come into a gunfight. They come into a gunfight with a stick. That's all I'm worried about. As long as they got a stick and I got a gun, that's the only thing I'm worried about.
Well, it sounds like you shouldn't be worried if that's the case.
Really not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what you think gonna happen between Ray Lowe and goddamn old Terry O?
They gonna go down the track. Very fast. One thing about that race there, I'm gonna tell you the honest truth. Somebody gonna win, somebody gonna lose.
No shit.
Ain't that the truth?
I can't tell you no more than that, bro. I know how I'm winning them.
So now, what if both cars break out of this stage in the booth? What if both cars break there? Who win or lose?
Who made it the farthest?
Man, get your ass out of here. You laughing. What if they dead even when they break? They never even 6 foot at the top, neither one of them.
Whoever left first.
Who win, who lose?
Whoever left first.
I said they left at the same time.
That'll never happen. You ain't
going to
bust enough
with
a chick
at
them at the exact same time.
Hold on, Preacher Boy. I want to ask this question. So what you're asking is, they both win the race, and one of them, if both of them break down, who win the race? That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
They better get their ass out and try to push that motherfucker across that line. That's the only way they can win.
We done seen that before, too, haven't we?
Yep.
I watched a video of the motherfucking people run up and push the car.
Excuse me for how I said that, but They better push that car across that line. That's the only way they can win.
Exactly.
Hey, Crickaletta.
Mm-hmm.
Old D Rose and Terrier broke on off the line, and D Rose got coast all the way through across the finish line, man.
And won. That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And won. Yeah.
Who else crossed the line first? Yep.
His car left under enough power that when it broke, it set off. It left with enough torque that it pushed it on down to the end of the quarter to cross that line.
Going at a high mile an hour, 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. That happened right out of 41.
There's some crazy stuff happening in this racing stuff, bro. I'm telling you, it's some crazy stuff that happened.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got the spare Malibu pies over there? Like some windows? I need a door window. Door window.
Come in.
You said who?
Yeah, what you say now? You need what?
I need a passenger door window. On Malibu.
I got some glass windows.
Can you see if you got the passenger door?
I got both of them. I know I do.
Okay, what you want for the passenger door window?
I don't know. We'll work it out. Hold on. Let me take care of this. Hold on.
What's the topic of the day, brother?
Man, I ain't had no topic. I don't never put no topic together because every time I try to bring a topic up, they change it anyway. So I just come in and see what they got to talk about, man.
Crooked ladder.
Who that impersonating on the land?
Yeah, man. They normally do pretty good, but I guess they even got into something else tonight, you know.
You know, Easter Sunday is Sunday, so they doing them honeydews. You know how that goes. They got to stay in good grace.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna do a honey do too. Yeah. I'm a honey do my ass about it here.
You gonna see a few people with them lime green suits on, them hot pink, them hot orange, them neon suits. You don't see people with all them different color Easter suits on. Yeah, it's the time for the Easter suits now. With the hat and all the mess, shoes and all.
They still do that?
Yo, Marvin. You in Chicago yet?
Yo.
Marvin, you in Chicago?
Nah, I ain't in Chicago, but they're still.
Okay, well, look. Tell Dancer to come see me Monday or something, and I have it for him.
All right, Monday sounds good.
All right, you tell the pastor side.
We need to put this on somewhere.
We'll get to talk later. I'll talk to the boss later. I ain't talking to the help.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you, boss.
All right.
I got you. Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Eddie, you going to see a juggler with some long toes, Stacey Adams with handlebars on the end of them, gold handlebars.
God damn.
That's
kind of bizarre.
Do each other with that, boy. Huh?
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
You see, look at some of the shit they be wearing, man. They be wearing that old crazy stuff.
Oh, man.
What grown-ass man got business out there with a pink and white suit on? A hot pink and white suit. Three-piece. Double breast. With a hot pink and white hat, pink and white shoes. Huh?
A pimp?
Shit, pimp don't even do that no more. Pimp say, hell no, nah, that's too much.
They say real men wear pink.
Well, I'm not going to be a real man because I ain't wearing that pink.
Hey, man, they always told me fast with it.
Uh-oh!
But you know what's funny about what you said? You know what's funny about what you said? My wife had me have a pink breast cancer shirt on.
Well, that's something different right there, though, preacher boy. That's for a cause. But a man that's wearing pink because he think he a player? Oh, nigga, something wrong with you.
Yeah. I got pissed, man. You don't want me to piss on that Oscar, do you?
I remember a dude was going to give me a VP Racing Fuse shirt one year at the track, and all he had was a pink one and a purple one. I said, give me the purple one. I'll take the purple one. I don't want that pink one.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, y'all talking about pink, man. We sitting here putting this cancer awareness event together, but y'all was talking about the pink, man.
We're not the pink we talking about, though, Sean. That's what I just said. That's for
I know. I had just got on, and the first thing I heard was, Big Eddie said, real man wear pink. You know, and that's what we sitting here talking about now, putting this cancer awareness event together.
That's beautiful.
Told him, man, I had to pink for my wife's breast cancer. You know, my wife had breast cancer. So, yeah, I got a pink.
Right. I know she'd be at the cancer awareness is going to be.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what my wife told me about some sissies. They was a man before they became a sissy, so you better be careful.
Oh, man. Hey, man. Hey, quick letter. You going to make it here, man?
Well,
quick letter.
When you do anything for a cause, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about a man that think he's some type of player or pimp or something like that.
No.
Running around with people on the street. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, listen. You see some of these pimps with these leprechaun suits on, these motherfucking tight-ass suits on. So, man, what you think, man? Listen to me. I'm going to show you the difference. Listen to me. You got a man that let a woman take care of him every day of his life. The first thing you call him is a bitch because his girl taking care of him. Then you got a pimp that got hoes doing all kind of shit. What's the difference?
Well,
I'm waiting, y'all. Y'all ain't spoken now.
Bring the boy, the principles, the principles of the two actions are basically the same. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I want to hear.
You know,
one slap in the hole and one leg in the hole.
Both of them got a choice. They can either stay with that man or get away from that man. If they choose to stay with that man, then it's on them. They ain't got shit to say what about to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to run a moment of silence for a minute, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Sean.
Uh-huh.
You having the cancer awareness this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be on a Saturday. October the 8th. They just posted some stuff up, you know, say the date yesterday. And
okay.
Pretty cool, man. We got 1,300 people responded. You know, I ain't read all that stuff yet. But it's looking pretty good, man. We got the cancer awareness. People going to be out there. That Friday, we're going to be doing testing Tumba. So we might just put something together for Friday too, but Saturday the main date, you know. Got a whole lot of vendors that's been calling about it. A lot of people, man, from Carolina, a lot of people from Carolina, man. Some of these folks I didn't even knew who we were, but it's cool, you know. We've got a lot of different things we're going on that we're gonna be doing. We got a bracket race, all ladies bracket race on in regular vehicles, regular tires, you know. Just something for some fun for the ladies, you know. Grudge racing and testing tune all day long. Got a few more surprises we don't want to let out the bag just yet, you know. Two different things. Well, I was supposed to have been calling you, Big Eddie, because that rivalry, man, with you and Uncle Chuck, boy, I think that's going to be something awful good there.
Yes,
that's going to be the talk of the town right there. That's going to be the talk of the town. Because I'm putting both of them on there, facing each other.
Oh, man.
Yep,
I gotta
facing each other.
Better
man.
Pictures.
Yeah. I mean, if you got some, I can show you them, you know. You know me, Eddie. I like to promote early,
I'm
man. I'm going to
try to. Yeah. I'm going to try to get some for you leaving the line. Then we know we are.
That'll work, man. That'll work. You know, I got some pictures, but I don't have. I don't think I got any with leaving. But I gotta find them. I got so many pictures, man.
Nah,
I ain't
really
three cameras
got
in
the
last
the one
year.
That I had. You know, yeah,
I got
some pictures. Got a chance of swinging the car.
And so I got some pictures. I just got to talk to that Uncle Chuck know what I'm doing. I know he don't really care. But, you know, I see him running across some people. It's going to be a few great things, boys. The folks just ain't wasn't expecting, you know. And people wasn't expecting. It's this one here, man. This one going to be off the chain, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this will be our third one without drag.
Okay.
This one, got it on the weekend, on a Saturday this time. Like I said, that Friday, I'm still talking to some people right now, some stuff that me and the family talking about, and me and my brothers. They'll get a chance to see my whole family, all of my brothers that race, my kids that race. Everybody going to have all their cars out there on that day. We should be, if everything goes well, we should be debuting the second G-Body.
Yeah.
It's in the works now. Yeah. So, just my family alone is probably about 14 cars. It's going to be plenty of action. Plenty of action going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to keep talking about it until it happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. This is the first time we ever had the cancer awareness folks come out. You know, they're going to be out there and supporting, man. We got quite a few, got a whole lot of YouTubers, man, that's been calling me. We've been talking to a lot of them on the phone, you know, so. And, of course, you know, we always try to get some of the Street Outlaw guys there and talk to a few of them. It's definitely going to be a little bit different than normal. We're definitely going to have a lot of fun, man. Definitely going to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Got some real cooks that's going to be there.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
I had real work.
Yeah, man, we – some cooks that was on Ramsey Hell's Kitchen.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Got two of them. Yeah, two of them gonna be there selling their food, you know. It's a lot, man. We got a whole lot, you know. We put together, you know, I'm putting together some shootouts where some of them gonna, you know, like a $300 buy-in and some like a $100 buy-in, you know. Then we got the big bracket race.
Yeah.
Bracket race, you know, we're going to do that early. Get that started early in the morning. And grudge race and all. But it's grudge racing and testing tune all day long. You know, we got some people that's going to be calling some people out. Man, I know, you know, it's not until October. But, man, my family on 10 with it, you know. And we're going to have all the cars there. God willing, as long as we got oil pressure and all the cars, we're going to have them all there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely gonna have a lot of fun, man. We got a group of people donating their golf carts for the day for the ones that can't walk to do the walk. We got a lot, man. We got some camera people that's gonna be out there. You know, like I said, man, it's a lot going on, you know. And we definitely gonna be down in Bobby's race up in Michigan a lot this year. We down south a lot, you know. And man, I gotta shout out my man Dog. Man, I got so many people calling and asking me, why you keep shouting out Dog, man? Why Dog? What's up with Dog? You and Dog? Man, Dog is like a mentor, man. When it come to this, what we doing, and without, you know, some of the stuff that he didn't help me out with, man, we wouldn't be in the place we in now. You know what I mean? And then like I said earlier, man, with the blog talk radio show, you all help Drag Nation News get to a lot of places, you know what I mean? And man, I appreciate y'all, and I definitely got some stuff for y'all, man. You know, we
help
yet,
each
man.
Other, so
yeah, yeah,
we help each other hand in hand. That's what we're supposed to do. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, ain't
that
wrong with shouting out Dog? You know, Dog definitely can show you some ways, and you know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah. Dog helped me get into place, man, with some people, man. It just, he didn't have to do that, you know what I mean? And it's
right.
Just crazy how some folks, man, just don't want to help nobody, man. And I had a young lady, man, Fatima Mitchell, man, tell me yesterday that you be shouting out people and I don't hear them shout your name. I say, whether they do or don't, I'm happy to do it, you know. So I'm going to continue to keep doing what I do, man. I ain't changing for nobody. You know, so I'm definitely going to, when I be going live, man, I try to give out the blog talk radio, the days and times and the numbers. And I'm going to continue to keep doing that, bro. I got y'all. If I can help
you
anyway, you know
I'm
going
to
do
it. You heard what I did. As soon as I heard you mention about the show, I said, shit, let me bring that out. I asked you about bring it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate it, man. These past few days, Eddie, you know, we haven't been going live, man. I mean, I can talk about it now. You know, we haven't been going live because we had some people that were trying to take the name, you know. And then we find out that's a big thing where people take your name and then they're going to get EIN number. And then they're going to get a loan, a big loan from a bank. And they don't pay that money back. Fuck paying with you know what I mean? So someone was trying to take the name. And, yeah, so we had to get all of that stuff situated and straightened out. And of course, we won. We've been licensed since day one. We didn't come out without it. When we came out with Drag Nation News, we was already licensed and documented on it. So everything on our end is legit now. So we got a whole lot more we're going to be doing. A whole lot more places, whole lot more shout-outs to some of everybody, man. And, man,
Now, like I said earlier, man, I appreciate y'all, man. And I got to say one more other thing, man. I got to give my condolences, man, to Danny's family, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
Danny was good, you know. So I said it earlier, you know, a few times a day, but that was a good dude, man. And the whole campaign team, man, they lost a good brother. Lost a good brother.
They lost
the race
a good
community
brother,
period, lost a good brother. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, so... But I appreciate everything, man. I learned from Cricket Ladder, man. Cricket Ladder gave me some advice a few months ago, and I listened to what he said, and I sat back and watched what was going on, and he was right,
yeah.
Man. I had a few other people come to me, you know, hey, he said,
Cricket Ladder was right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was right. He was right, man.
Watch it, hell out
and,
of watch it, sucker. Watch it, sucker. I ain't you.
Yeah, he Quick Ladder, remember when you said Drag Nation News, it, you there. He said, but you just missing a little something. He said, let's just be honest, there's something you're missing. You know, he said, you got to just push a little bit more. And I said, yeah, you're right. And then them folks stepped in and they said, if you could just do this or do that. I said, you know what? I said, I had a friend tell me the exact same thing. I got you.
Yeah, you put your foot in the door, but you just didn't. When you stepped on the gas, when you put your foot in the door, but you just didn't match it to the flow.
Right. Well, we definitely getting better, man. We got a few more people that's been stepped up and coming to the plate and like what we're doing and want us to do a little bit more. And it's working. It's working, man. Man, some folks don't like my man Peso, man, but Peso did some things, man. I had to congratulate that brother. Him and Malcolm Story and them, man, they doing a good thing. And I like that Drag Nation News T-shirt they had on back there. I was like, they didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Sean, I got to say this here, too. Somebody was just saying a few minutes ago talking about Crooked Letter is right, but I'm going to tell you something else Crooked Letter is right about, too. Just like I told this certain dude that got this red car that looked like the big red son of a gun, the big son of a gun, whatever y'all call it. It looked like that car there. I told him the same thing. You put your foot in the door. You got your foot in the door now. Now you stuck your foot over there, but you got to mash the gas. You mashed it, but you need to put it all the way to the floor and let go of the brake.
There you go.
And that's coming. That's coming.
There you go. Ouch. Man.
If
I'm here, fellas, man. I'm on mute.
If I can't tell you something constructive and good, I can't tell you nothing. I don't want to. Not unless I'm just playing and janking and playing with you. I might say anything. But when it's serious, I'm serious. I'm a serious person.
Yeah. How that grandson of yours doing?
Man, he's doing great. Glad you asked about him, too. Sean, he, this year, only time he's been in the hospital this year so far, and you know by this time of year, it's the fourth month, going to the fifth month, he'll probably be in the hospital five or six times. But
right. He
only been one because they had to move his port because the port had stayed in so long, and, you know, he's starting to get long and stretching, so they had to move
right.
the port.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all good night. Y'all have a good night.
All right. All right. You just put yourself together, man. That's what you do.
All right.
Yep. But that's it, Sean. Other than that, man, it's been 100.
That's good, man. I ain't forgot about y'all. I ain't forget. Trying to find good people, man, and take care of stuff is...
If you pay attention, look on them posts. When you be posting on that, I put likes on it. All the time.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, we go through that, man.
I always do that.
Yeah, we definitely go through it, man. You know, we get so many messages, man. These last 2 days, yesterday and today, man, I had to take a break on reading some of that stuff, man. My eyes started hurt, you know, but when I tell people I read them all.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And we was on earlier today when I went live. I went over to one of the sponsors there, man, Poppin' Dough Donuts. And we had JJ the Boss had popped up on there, and I was shocked. The man didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? He just popped up on there and watched us for a minute, you know. So like I said, man, we making some headway. It's I wouldn't care, man, if I had 50 million followers. I ain't gonna never get the big head on that, you know. But I appreciate everything and what everybody's doing, man, helping us out. We got a lot of big stuff we got going on this year, and a whole lot of traffic.
Covered that.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody.
Well, one thing people need to realize, Sean, you can be up today and down tomorrow. And when I say
sir.
I mean like this right here. You can be one of the most liked people or persons in the world. Everybody likes you and follows you. But you can do one thing or say the wrong thing, and all that will disappear overnight.
Yep. That's it. You're 100% right about that one.
Capacity to
not to change the subject, Coney. What's that? Raylo and Terry are supposed to get running next week.
Yeah.
And then Raylo and Three Lug them with a Camaro or something. Somebody else locked in, I thought. I think the track will be hot next week. We all can't wait to get down to Memphis. We will definitely be in Memphis, man. Well, did y'all see that that post Mike Hill posted up a little while ago?
Yeah,
some boys poured that little four-wheeler up out of there with a pecker on it.
Oh, man, come on.
Hold up, I'm telling you, man. You got to go see that one. Man, me and my pops laughed at that thing, man, about 10 times.
Everybody wants something to cheat with. Hey, Sean, man, right now, don't get caught in that wind blowing and push it off to the right or left.
Man, that man pulled that enclosed trailer door down. Pulled that little four-wheel up out of there. With a pecker and he put an umbrella on the back up for a parachute.
Oh, man,
you think I was going to never stop laughing. Oh, man.
Oh, he was just a clown again.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, give me a sec. All right, fella, I'm on mute, man. I'm they waiting on me to come back up in there. We having a meeting now, family meeting about this thing now. But I'm on mute.
I'm
right listening. Okay.
Tell the family I said hello.
Well, Crooked Letter, man.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm about to follow Sean lead, man, and get ready to get up out of here, man.
You say you're gonna take it to the house. Take it to the house.
Yeah, I don't like no funerals, man, like that. I don't like to have no funerals like that, man.
I understand.
Everybody
that,
sitting
man.
On the sideline just listening. Any other time they got a whole lot to say.
In the words of the people from the north side, the west side of Chicago, from the west side, the south side of Chicago, where they say all the time, Eddie, you know what's going on. The Winter Nationals is over.
Yeah, I guess you're about right, y'all. So I'm going to let y'all know. Try to get something together for next weekend. Hopefully be better than this weekend, but I can't do it like this. All right, so I have to say goodnight to everybody.
One question before you go.
Yeah.
Is you and your boy going to get it on this year?
Don't declare bankruptcy.
Me and Chuck?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to throw the dog a bone. It might not be the bone he wants, but I'm damn sure he wants to throw him a bone.
That's the show, sir.
Okay.
708-4199, who we got?
Big Eddie, sing that song for me, brother.
What song is that, man? What song is that?
You know he's talking about Train Break.
Sitting on my way, number like.
Oh, man, we ain't played that one in a long time, is we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dig it out, man. I got to dig it out of the archives, man. I got to dig it out of the archives.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move. Sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
Pow! There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man, y'all play too much.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
You need to record that, man. You need to record that.
Yeah, man, I was trying to at one time, but I couldn't get nobody to help me out with it. And I tried to get some music put to it, but I couldn't get no help on that either, so.
Oh, shit, I got the perfect guy to help you do that.
Well, we have to talk about it, man. All right, we'll talk to him and see if he want to get together and do something, man. Shit, I would love to do something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because he in Atlanta, so I know it's a way that you could maybe send him something. He could download it, then he could put some background music to it and, you know, send it back to you, see if you like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got a whole thing.
I was going to try to sing it at the track one day, man, and never did get offered to do it, and I was trying to get some people that would do the other part for me, you know.
On the motor.
A lot of people shy, so I couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Now, who did it on that part right there? Who said, on the motor?
I did all of it. I couldn't get nobody to come in. I did it all. Yeah. Oh. Damn, I thought I opened you up, Chuck. What happened?
Motherfucker, you playing a goddamn song and you still on the fucking trans break. Sorry, ass.
Hey, Chuck, be nice, man. Be nice, Chuck. Be nice, Chuck.
I just get in the goddamn house. I click on the internet. I hear my goddamn name. Now you playing a goddamn song that you still holding the trans break.
Hey, Chuck, Somebody asked me about you, man. That's all it was. Somebody asked me about you. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, who was it? Who was inquiring? They got a car?
Yeah, they got a car. But they wasn't asking to race you. They was asking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was asking when you think they going to get it on this year.
Do you want to finance Big Eddie Ray? We can get it on.
Uh-oh. He ain't got to do that, Chuck.
That's what I thought.
We'll figure something out.
I can add to the pot now. Whatever you add to the pot, gonna be the race.
Yeah, he ain't betting on his own goddamn car.
I wouldn't take that big in.
I bet I am.
Yeah,
I bet I am.
Yeah. I told y'all Eddie still holding that trans brake button. He's scared to let that motherfucker go. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck, why you being mean to me, man? Why you being mean to me?
Stop me when I'm lying, Eddie. Stop me when I'm lying.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
You can't stop it. Ain't lying.
You lying to me?
I'm ready.
The bag, break that up the camera. Put it back over here. In the bag. What's that?
What's going on tonight, Eddie?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm about to shut this thing down, man. Wasn't nobody talking, man. I'm about to shut this
God
thing
damn.
Down.
God damn, Eddie. You got a late start, didn't you?
Oh.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
No, it ain't that he getting a late start. It's just that it's getting warm and motherfuckers can't have
the
eye.
It's on about that thing over there.
I had called in about 8:15, goddamn it, and they mentioned on no show. So I kept on looking at the motherfucking basketball
game. I had a problem, kid. I had to restart the show.
There's no bag right there.
I started
okay.
8 o'clock on the dime. Yeah.
Button it over here. Put it down here.
Kid, his trans break button is still stuck.
Is that what it is, Chuck?
Yeah, that's
trans break button stuck, huh? Lord, have mercy.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well?
I guess some people probably had problems trying to get on at the beginning because of the mistake I made. Yeah, so I hope they
I called in about 8:15 and shit wasn't nothing happening. So I said, kept on looking at the basketball game. Then I said, let me check again before I shut the motherfucking phone down.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, kid, good health is hard to find.
Oh, I hear you, Chuck.
I don't know, Chuck. You pretty good help, man. You help me out.
Fuck, I ain't gonna help you. Fuck, I'm gonna help you, folks. Shit. Everybody
you already did. When you fix that torch. When you fix that torch, baby, you help me out.
That's something different, Eddie. That's totally
still
different.
Still help, man.
Shit. Dial 911. Shit, I can't do a damn thing, but shit. Must be talking that shit. Help the bear? No, help me. Yeah, I can't do nothing. Shit.
Say help me. Fuck that. Help the bear.
Yeah, fuck that bear. Help me.
Damn, gonna be some good weather for racing
right.
Next weekend.
Yeah,
it's about time. Shit.
I got plenty of $5 bills saved up, too.
I hear you, Chuck.
Yeah, we going to see what happens. That's three races, right, Eddie?
Shit, about four from what I'm hearing now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's four
now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Terrio. Three Love Preacher Boy. Who else?
Sure, it's another call without a Three Love them camps.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mistaken.
But don't
Preacher
Ray-Lo
Boy say you don't care what they bring.
Right. Don't Raylo got two races?
Yeah, I know.
Right, Raylo got two
yeah,
races.
Yeah, he got one with Ontario, and then he got the other one with who? Three Lug, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at about four races, if I'm not mistaken.
They get off, that's worth my $20.
Yep.
Yeah, $10.
Whatever it is, it'd be worth it just to see it. You
know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I got to go 500 miles to see some real good racing.
I heard that.
Shit, that's real good racing. Shit.
It gotta happen, Eddie. That's all. I hope all of them get off. Shit.
Yeah.
I hope they all get off. I'm gonna be there to watch. Get my little $5 and take my monkey ass back home. Say I seen a race. Be ready for next week. You know?
Yeah, sir.
Okay. Like kids say, they got some good weather coming in next week. Ooh,
that's great.
Yeah. Damn, hey, kid, you need a job. I can get you a job with Mudbone. They cheap, but you still know how to drive.
Oh, man.
That's the only way that motherfucker going to get out the way.
That's the only way, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Hey, I can't help him. He praying for little things to happen, but it probably ain't going to be so this year for sure. I'm going to throw the dog a bone. It might not be the bone he wants. I'm sure going to throw him a bone this year. That's right. Let the dog eat fats.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn, you had 2 years.
Mark. Hey, man, don't care if it take 3-4 years to get ready. As long as we get ready, man. As long as we in the direction of trying to get ready, man. I mean, shit. Everybody ain't never get ready overnight, you know.
Man, we going to be
sure
going
to kids
to get ready. Time. Your shit get ready.
Don't say that, man. Don't wish kid dead.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So we figure he got at least another kid.
We lost a good brother already, man.
You gotta understand how.
You know, we lost a good brother yesterday, man.
Yeah, man. That shocked me.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nothing nice out here, man. What else happening, Eddie?
Yeah, I can't call it, man. I can't call it. I look for Young Money to come on here tonight, but that little mishap with the show might have threw him off. And like it did kid, this kid having to check back. Yeah.
What Young Money talking about?
But they got an announcement or something? What's going on?
They just wanted to get their condolences to Big Danny and talk about some things.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, man.
It's fucked up. Yeah. You know.
Hey, Big Tim House, you on here? Hit the one button. Maybe I gotta call Big Tim.
Oh, man, not the big son of a gun.
Yeah, because if he ain't on here, he probably thought the show wasn't going.
Okay. But goddamn, Eddie, read the list of what's going on in Memphis, man. Tell the people what's happening.
Ain't got no list, man. Ain't nobody sent me no list. Hold on.
Oh, man, that shit on Facebook, man. What are you talking about? Talk to your host who he is, man.
Chuck, that's a Dodge you running, right?
Oh.
That little green and
Dodge with a big Chevy motor in it.
Oh, okay.
Well, Big Tim didn't answer.
Okay.
Let me keep it short,
yeah. So no, them folks might be street racing tonight.
Oh, yeah. It didn't ride up out there in the street, Deacon?
Yeah, well, shit. I mean, ground been dry out here. I don't know what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is on your end, but it been dry over here.
I sure don't know, because since I got home, shit, I ate and... God damn it, I went to sleep. And I ain't been out since I got home from Dallas.
Okay.
Perfect, you know, 99.9% perfect, but every 1%, I fuck up.
Yeah. You almost
damn.
Had the word.
Damn, Chuck, how long you been holding that in, Chuck?
I don't know, kid, but he could have kept holding it. He had to let it out.
If you're a fuck up and you knew you were a fuck up, just say, I fucked up. And that's good.
Keep,
everybody accept that.
Keep it, keep it moving. Just about a point
there. Don't hide that shit. Blame it on the wind storm that happened yesterday.
Yeah, oh, the wind storm fucked me up today. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be a perfect specimen like you, man.
No, Eddie, I ain't nowhere near perfect. Believe that.
I do.
Hey, everybody knowing they did dumb shit. They just gotta realize they did dumb shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's all. Sunday, run day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What day you going down, kid? Thursday and Friday.
Probably leave out here early Friday morning. I didn't get no rooms. I only got rooms for Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
You need to get a room, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you come out Thursday?
Yeah. I'll be there Friday.
Yeah.
I got a little test pass session at 6 o'clock, so.
Yeah. See, if it don't rain, goddammit, it should be a hell of a turnout.
Oh yeah, they got some good shit going on.
Yeah.
Should have had the race to get all goddamn it to be well worth your money.
Hey, you damn right. That's even half of them get off. They got some good races going on. So, let's see. Anything beat staying up in this cold ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man, tell me about it.
Damn, Ed.
What up, though? I just called Shorty now. They say they was going to call and get on.
No, they need permission, so can't say they can't call. They can't call.
What you got? Two races locked in, Chuck?
Probably three or four by the end of the week.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on them. It ain't me.
So you got the Dodge and Willie dog for sure.
Y'all gonna get killed.
Yeah. He about dead. I got a little test pass Friday night, so I'll be good.
That was a fan freak.
So you and Tate going to pull the train on dog, huh?
I don't like old people, but some of them you just got to fuck over.
Yeah, somebody got a radio or something.
Come on, it ain't number 45 is on the goddamn phone. And you know it ain't kids, because kids have had a fucking game on. He waiting on the mall for the Bulls to get their ass blowed out. So,
yeah, well,
Sunday night.
Chuck, you have to look at it like this here, Chuck. They ain't got far to go, 92 miles. That ain't far to go to take an ass whoop.
Why you close my mic, Eddie?
Chuck.
Yeah, I'm here.
You hear me, Chuck?
I don't know what. I can hear you. I don't know what the fuck Eddie did. I hear you.
I said one thing about the Bulls. They ain't got to go far. They ain't got but 92 miles to take a ass whoop.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
They can knock off them bruises driving back home.
I got the Bulls at 10 points every game. I got the Bulls at 10 points every game.
Ain't nobody going to give you that shit. Ain't nobody going to give you that shit.
Hey, kid, I think you got a little TV or something in the background, kid.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Take the bull straight up. That's what you do. We're looking for a way out.
No, I'm going to take the bull. I'm gonna order the bulls up the way I want to order them up, man. If you want to take the bet, take the bet. If you don't, then hide in the hole.
Ain't nobody going to take that bet, the bulls and chin. They going to be a close game. They just ain't got enough.
No, ain't got enough firepower.
Yeah. Ain't going to be no blowouts, Eddie. They just ain't got enough. Okay.
You think they're going to get swept? You think they're going to get swept?
No. They ain't going to get swept. But they won't be going around, too.
Oh, man.
I heard that.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
He will run fast, don't run long. That's what happened to him. They come out the game like fire. They was healthy. They start getting hurt. Shit, look at Jim in Miami. He was tied up all fucking year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now look at they fucking record.
Yeah, boy, that second half kicked in. They ain't been the same.
Yeah. You know, it's just like the Cubs fans say, it's always next year.
Yeah.
Just ain't got it, Eddie.
Got it.
They all right, but they just ain't got it. They go nowhere.
708-6447. Your mic open.
What up, Eddie?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Cal City
just
Cal.
Just checking in.
What's going on, Cal?
Hey, what up, kid? What up, Chuck?
Nothing much.
Sitting here listening to Eddie fucker show up.
Well, you know that's what I do, Chuck. That sounds like somebody got on CPAP
for
Matt. Sound like they got a CPAP.
Somebody done fell asleep on your show already, Eddie. Been on this motherfucker 10 minutes and somebody done fell asleep.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that is, they got on the CPAP machine.
Somebody on the motor.
Uncle Mudbone.
What's up, baby?
Man, we on the show, man. So I ain't know you ain't open that mic up. Skin on this motherfucker. You around
okay.
This bitch.
Hey,
what y'all got shaking?
Hey, baby.
Yes, sir.
Why you need skin? Why can you just say, I'm on this bitch?
No, because we all on the phone. We thought,
you know what I'm saying?
They had a moment.
Quit having a damn
no, they had a moment of silence. No, they we no, they had a moment of silence. No, you already know how to get down, Uncle Chuck. Look, you know what's happening. You did touch on the motion. No, we all on this joint. You did. What y'all got shaking going on around here, man?
Nothing, Eddie done fucked to show up again.
No, we had a mishap. Yeah, that's what it was. And we was sitting back just chilling on the phone and you know. We just chilling back. We just laying back. You did. Yeah. Ain't no strain on the crane. The cable is able.
Oh yeah. When Kid came in, he let me know what had happened, and that's when I called Shorty and let him know. Because I know at one time Young Money wanted to come on and say some things, but yeah. And Kid just happened to check back and came on in the show, but he had told me at first what the message he had got.
Yeah, it's all good. We was just sitting back. We wanted to talk a little mess, and talk, hang out with the guys. That's about it, man. We wasn't on nothing.
Yeah. So why you duck that whooping yesterday, baby?
I can't. You know what? You and Uncle Larry called me yesterday, and I can't load because I just got the other phone back, my new phone back, and every time I try to download my garage, I can only make test passes and play with my people. I can't play with nobody over the internet. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. I don't know if I have to put the SIM card back in it or what. I don't know. I got to figure it out.
You got to put another quarter in.
You never did. You never did take the code I was trying to give you, baby.
No, I took the code. I took the code.
No,
you
took a code for money. And money had his thing set up that if you didn't match what he wanted, then you couldn't get in. That's
yeah,
why I tried
no,
to give you another code.
I got a street car. Right. He got a street car, and he got a whole fucking race car. I ain't race no fucking. They won't even let you race like that. Unless you got
baby,
them actually,
baby, all you gotta
jail
do,
money.
All you gotta, baby, all you gotta do is let me give you a code and try to put that one in. That's all you gotta do, because I'm telling you why you couldn't raise the money. All you gotta do is let me give you a code, and you put that one in.
Man, whoop y'all ass with a street car. Y'all ain't doing shit. Y'all boys
hey.
Ain't doing nothing.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Listen.
Hey, baby, you.
The man can't even tune his own show in. How you gonna trust him to help you with a car?
Well, they've been drag racing over
the
phone.
Baby, you missed the point. You missed the point.
I got what you said. I heard what you said loud and clear. He can't even tune his own show. How in the hell are you going to tell you how to do something? I get it.
Yeah.
Now, I would go on to something else. I would go on to something else because I heard what you said because everybody didn't laugh. That was a good joke. Hey, but listen. Hey, Uncle Mudbone. I catch you with anything that look like a street car. I'm gonna beat your brains in, boy.
Hello, man.
He got one. It's called Mudbone.
they've been racing for about the last week or two. They've been racing. Them boys been racing.
Yeah.
Then I talked to Crooked Letter. Crooked Letter say his nephew or something, he likes to cash out.
His cousin.
Yeah, cousin likes to cash out. Yeah, I like that.
That's a bad boy on that game, baby.
Yeah, well, I think my brother bad motherfucker too.
You taking that?
Well,
that's a daily driver you talking about, baby boy?
No, it's a video game.
Kyle, they talking about a video game.
They talk, we talking about a
ain't
gamble.
Nobody
they
doing no damn racing. They playing video games.
Okay.
All right. That's racing. That's racing. Hey, Cal, go in there and bend your dog on
that. It's still better than you sitting on the phone arguing with somebody. I ain't got time to be arguing with nobody. Have some fun.
Cal got a damn real. He got a real car. What do you want to do? Play with imaginary cars, folks.
Well, guess what? Guess what? He can't. You and him can't do shit with him. Cause goddamn, it's cold and motherfucker up here.
That's why I mentioned Memphis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit, you spent goddamn 200. He has spent 200,000. Goddamn, y'all can't goddamn even enjoy the motherfucker. What are you talking about? At least we goddamn to bet $20 and talk shit to one another.
Cal, you better not deal your car, man. You better not.
I got two garages in the car. I can't even get into that shit. I got two cars. I've been racing. I can see it now. Everybody go to the track, man. Everybody gonna get in the corner and argue about the video game they playing. Ain't nobody gonna race. That's fucked up. Hey, is action? Is action? They ain't got no money to race, though, Uncle Chuckle. If they had some money to raise, it'd be something different. It'd be a double conversation. Be some shit going on. Ain't nothing going on. Not up here.
So tell me more.
Yeah. Motherfuckers ain't got money for plugs. They ain't got no oil. Goddamn. How the fuck they gonna goddamn go travel somewhere and then goddamn it. Gonna goddamn it put the car down and goddamn it start drag racing for money. Come on, man.
Wait a minute.
You about
right.
No, the cars ain't been tested. Y'all cars ain't been tested, man, on the real. I ain't gonna even front. Y'all going down there fucking with them boys, and the boys been goddamn it racing for the last goddamn it 3-4 months, and you gonna go down there and drag your money out.
Who you talking about, baby boy?
It's a whole lot of motherfuckers from the north. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers going down there to go get fucked up.
Oh.
Who?
Damn.
Like who?
I don't know. You pick your poison. I ain't in that.
Man, hey, baby boy, ain't nobody on the line but me and you. You can tell me.
No, Somebody going down there to get fucked up.
God,
few motherfuckers. Motherfucker, goddamn, is gonna drive all the way down there, lose his money, and then drive back home. And goddamn it, man, yeah, I went to Bobby Cole race, and goddamn it, we lost 5,000. We lost 2,500. Now you goddamn it going to work the next Monday. You a dumb motherfucker.
Why they gotta be dumb, baby boy? They doing something they like doing.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with doing what you like to do. But goddamn, it makes sense out of you ain't test your car. Shit, I'm going down there for a check. I ain't going down there to goddamn it just burn my car. Shit. Fuck, I'm going down there to run a motorcycle for. I'm going down there to run a motorcycle. Goddamn it, halfway finished, and I'm goddamn it working on this motherfucker in the parking lot. Hell no. And this motherfucker been ready goddamn it 3 months ago. You got the right lane with the wrong lane, Jack. I ain't even gonna get my motherfucker money away. Hell no. You gotta have a chance of winning. You ain't got no chance of winning. What the fuck are you going down there fucking with the people for? You don't even know.
Damn,
I wish you'd tell me who
you're talking about.
I'm shutting up, Flop.
So I could,
so I can keep my $5 in the pocket. Who you talking about?
If it's just two guys racing, they both got a chance of winning.
He's like assholes. Everybody got one. How about that? I'll just say that.
I want to know who baby talking about.
Let's see, who all going up north?
Chance of winning. Yes. Everybody got a chance of winning.
Who all
but
going down
the thing
south
is north about it.
You got some Detroit guys going. You got some Chicago guys going that I know of. Who are you talking about, baby boy?
Yeah.
Man, if a motherfucker got common sense, if he ain't been tested in his car and had the weather been up here, he better been down south tested. I tell you that. Well, you're going to lose some money. Whoever it referred to.
Hey, baby. Yeah, you might be on the song,
but
you...
No, I'm not talking to you, Flop.
You might be running a motherfucker's gamble off and only making them get the punk out money. Be quiet, baby. God damn.
Yeah, because...
He do have a point, and he do make a point. But we don't know who it apply to and who it don't apply to.
Yeah.
What it sound like, baby fan? Anybody from up north finna get the fuck up? For his money.
Hey, can I? I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Practice make perfect. I'm gonna just say that. Practice make perfect. And I'm going back on mute. Flop. You ain't gotta hit my mouth no more.
Wait. You got Detroit going down there. A guy too. You got a couple guys from Detroit. You got a guy from Indiana going down there. You got a couple guys from Chicago. Who you talking about, baby boy?
Yeah, I wanna know.
I'm not talking about any particular person. I'm just saying. Shit, they got the weather down there. They got the track down there. So the thing is about it, I'm pretty sure they've been actually testing. I'm pretty sure their cars are ready. I'm pretty sure everything, they got gas, they got nitrous, they got everything in it. They got plugs, they got oil.
I'm going to do a process of elimination. You can't be talking about Wesley.
You ain't going to do it with me. Nope, you ain't going to do
it
with me.
You can't be talking about Wesley Snipes because he's been running. He's been running his car. Let's see. We know. Everybody know Tate went down and tested. That leaves just a few more guys.
Carol?
Yeah, baby.
We don't know if Chuck went testing or not, and that's the problem, that's the elimination part right there.
Eliminate me out of the conversation. I just brought it up, and it's a good valid point because it's been raining, it's been snowing, it's been cold, it's been warm. And ain't no track open in the north. And you can't go and print your car. Put it in the water box and get you some practice with your car. Come on, man. Ain't no burning out in the alley and making a full blast through the alley. Fuck out of here. Down the fucking side street.
You don't know if Leon been tested or not, or he could have snuck out. All of them could have snuck out, baby boy.
well, that's
Chuck ain't sneak out.
They better,
Chuck ain't sneak out.
They,
That motherfucker had so much dust on it, goddamn it. The cover was stuck to the car.
Yeah, I ain't snuck out
of it. I just had all. That's what I say. He talking about your ass. You ain't tested.
Yeah,
you talking about Uncle Chuck?
Nope. I ain't talking about nobody. Hey.
He said, whoever did the test and go down there and get on that track going to get fucked up. That's what he said. Whoever did the test.
Oh, man, you talking about a bunch of... You got to change drugs. You got to change that oil. You got to change that old-ass oil and all that shit from last year. And then you going to sit up there talking about you locked in with a motherfucker. Now you want to get up there and race. You got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. You just give your money away.
Hey, baby boy, they changed clubs probably 2 or 3 times at the track.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm listening.
Some of these guys changed one day, 3 times, or one day, changed clubs right at the track.
Yeah, well, if you foul them down, you just foul them down. You can change it. Ain't nothing wrong with good spot. Ain't nothing wrong with good spot.
Damn, maybe sound like ain't nobody from up here,
man.
What do you think?
Ain't no motherfucking way in here. Ain't no motherfucking in good God's green earth. I'm going to take anything that I own to go race somebody, and I ain't right. And I don't think I'm right. Hell no. Ain't going out the world ass backwards.
Mm.
Well, you know, some people love gambling.
Maybe they're going to test them next week at on the 24th when they got the little race going on.
Well, they better hurry up and get there. Tax time. I need to file my tax. I don't know when tax thing over with. I need to hurry up and file mine. It's
Monday.
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 Good. I got the tax.
You're right, kid.
No, I like to wait till the last minute. To keep me some money in my pocket so I can goddamn it. That's the reason I foul late. Why you talking that shit, nigga?
All right, Eddie, I'm finna get the fuck on out of here. Some people gotta go to work in the morning. You know, since you done fucked the show up and everything, I wanted a good laugh tonight.
Oh, man. What shorty at? Hey, Flock, what shorty at?
Man, I don't know.
Oh.
How much you done had to drink, baby?
Oh, man.
Not much.
I thought we was off the show, baby.
I'm finna go get me a late night snack, Flock.
Yeah, baby, you can't compare what I do. You don't even know what I do, baby.
I'm going to go get me a late night snack. I just want me a late night snack.
Is it anybody we know?
Who you talking about? What are you talking about, Fly?
You said you're going to go get a late night snack. I'm trying to figure out, is it anybody we know?
No, I'm going to go get food. I'm going to get some food. I'm going to have breakfast in the morning. I have breakfast in the morning. She'll be over here in the morning.
baby. Be quiet.
Okay, I will. Hey, kid, you going down Memphis? I know you're going, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's an easy drive from Chicago.
Yeah. All you got to do is get your good night rest, Cal. Got them in and hit it, man.
Just Washington, Effingham, and Cairo, right?
Huh?
Just Washington when you go through Effingham and Cairo.
Yeah. They got something for your ass down around Cairo.
Make it out of Illinois, you're doing good.
Yeah, that's the longest part of the trip. Goddamn it, 395 miles, goddamn it, to Cairo.
You making a trip, Eddie? Eddie still there?
I think he is. Yeah, once you hit that bridge, goddamn it, Cal, you damn near got it made. Shit, you ain't got no more than 150 miles. And shit, when you get on 55, goddamn it, you ain't got no more than 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, them old boys be sitting all in the bushes, goddamn it, down there around Cairo.
Yep.
And now I forget the other town before you get to Cairo. Fuck, what's the name of that goddamn town? Or that county? I forget the name of it.
Miles, Pulaski County?
That's Pulaski County. That's Pulaski County. Them motherfuckers riding over there. That's where that Buford hat. You wear that Buford hat, you, and that thing behind his neck and shit, that hat be on his head. But that motherfucker, goddamn it, Buford, that might have an antenna on that motherfucker, goddamn it, reach Mars on the back of that car. That motherfucker have an antenna on that motherfucker reach Mars.
I say reach Mars.
Yeah, me. Hell yeah, that motherfucker. That antenna on that motherfucker be long than a motherfucker, boy. You got to reach some motherfucker where he can't reach the goddamn shit. He out the sky.
Yeah.
Hey kid, what kid at?
Right here. What's up?
Hey kid, you remember? Goddamn, we go to the Big Go in Indy, and we park over there by the Red Barn, and y'all, you, Harry Dog, and the rest of Ray Lowe, and the rest of them boys that doesn't be over there cooking and stuff. And we was talking earlier. And I think the first time I come down there, Harry Dog say, baby, you can sleep in the camper. I say, Harry Dog, where I'm going to sleep at? He say, you sleep on the top bunk, and kid going to sleep on the bottom bunk. Man, I come out that motherfucking camper and looked around all that dog-ass motherfucking shit I saw. I say, I don't want none of that. Where's the next exit to a motherfucking hotel? And y'all sent me to that hotel. I say, I don't want none of that shit.
What you talking about, kid?
Hell dog, that shit was two dogs back there. Hell dog, they had no fucking lights back there.
Harry Dog had everything in the motherfucker, but it's too dark back there. I want to maybe go outside or some shit at 4 o'clock in the morning. Motherfucking wolf or some shit might get me. Man, we were cracking up laughing at that shit. God damn it, get you some breakfast, get you some lunch, and some dinner. Every dog had it laid out, baby. Had it laid out. Years. Did that for years.
I'm gonna get off this phone. Get up in the morning and get busy.
All right, Cal. I'll holler at you, man. Take care.
Okay, you too, kid.